Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. And today I want to talk to you a little bit about why is it so hard, right? With certificates and with the rotation of encryption algorithms. I am in an airport parking lot and about to travel. And one of the things we're going to be looking at is, hey, you've got old versions of SHA and TLS in your network and you need to update. And oftentimes when we find this, and you talk to someone, especially like right out of college, right? Shout out to my teammates who are 1 or 2 years out of college. And they're like, why is this so hard? You click, 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 and you replace the certificate. What's the problem? So pro tip to you, most things that are very easy to do real quick individually are real hard to do at scale. And certificates is a prime example. So if you look at the modern enterprise, you're looking at tens of thousands of certificates. Let's say you got a 10,000 user company, all right? And let's say that 10,000 user company all has computers. Fair assumption. Let's say all those people have phones. Let's say all those people have tablets, all right? There's a mix. So between phones and tablets, we'll say 10,000. Between computers, we'll say 10,000. Let's say you're using certificate authentication for Wi-Fi. So each one of those now has a certificate, so you're at 20,000. Let's say the Windows computers are also using certificate authentication for SMB signing. So now you're at 30,000. Now, that we haven't even added in applications. So let's say we've got web applications. A typical organization of that is going to have maybe 10 different web apps that they use pretty regularly, main web apps. Probably 100 or so standard applications. So now we're adding in, let's say, probably 35,000 certificates. Now we got servers, we've got virtual machines that are going to be doing certificate authentication. So let's say for 10,000 users, we probably have 1,000 machines. So now we're probably in the range of anywhere from 35 to 40,000 certificates. You're not just going to click next on 30 to 40,000 certificates. And that doesn't even take into account what happens when a certificate breaks. So oftentimes, this isn't something developers test for. So hint, nudge, nudge, developer community who may be listening to this. If you're a developer, please test for broken HTTPS connections. Because it's not tested, oftentimes that exception will bubble up. And I've seen apps fail silently. I've seen them just stop working. And you have no idea why. There's nothing in the logs other than unexpected exception in line 1420. And you're like, what does that mean? And it's because someone had changed the cert or the timing on a server and the things weren't syncing up, and now you were unable to establish the connection. So one, you have that. Two, you have the fact that, you know, people come, people go. You don't necessarily have a good mapping, a good asset map of where all these certs are. And I've seen that too. Multiple times you'll go into the computer in an Active Directory environment and look in the certificate store and see dozens of certs for System Center Configuration Manager, for this application, for that application, for Trust to the Printers. And a lot of them aren't even there anymore. It's all been, added over the time and not maintained. So the reality is, when we say, hey, you have old TLS, or hey, you got to update, your SHA configuration, it's not as easy as click, click, click. There's a lot of configuration. And this points to the very real need for an encryption program and the very real need for a key management solution, because you need a good inventory and you need a good way to issue, rotate, and revoke certifications. And when you issue, revoke, and do those cert management tasks, you need to be able to watch very carefully to see what's going to break. Because in any modern enterprise with 30 to 40,000 certificates and 10,000 people, things are going to break. That's it for me. What did I miss? What else is there to do with certificates? Send me a comment, social media. Have a good one.